Welcome to the next episode of The Hum, and today we will be reflecting on International Women's Day.
I guess my first piece of advice would be, as corny as it sounds, to be true to yourself. Be grounded in your beliefs, but also leave room for growing. Listen to other people, hear their stories. That way you can build yours and keep a line of where you want to go, what you want to do, and just go for it. Take no for a few answers, but don't let it be the end all. Open doors, knock them down, whatever it may be.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. That's hard to follow up. My advice would be in the industry of SEO is to keep going on your own with your own research. The interesting thing about the industry of SEO is that there's not a lot of history with education, and a lot of it is just going out on your own and finding answers on your own. There's a huge community out there. It's a matter of finding the ones that you trust. It's okay to have questions. Have those questions, ask those questions. Without asking them, you'll never get the answers.
My advice for the future generation would be to be confident in whatever you do. Don't be afraid to try new things, especially for design. I mean, there's no boundaries when it comes to design. So don't be afraid to step out of the boundaries. Don't be afraid to break a few rules with design. Have confidence in what you do. Don't be afraid to disappoint some people. Don't be afraid to have bad criticism, because those will always, build you up as a designer as well as a person.
I would say the biggest challenge for women in the SEO industry, and really honestly any industry, is I've had certain experiences where if I'm at a business meeting, the men in the business meeting tend to look at the other men, and I would have issues with them kind of looking at me and taking me seriously, because I am educated in this industry and I do have the answers. And the way I faced that challenge was to keep going. I'm all about continuing to go. So I continued to answer the questions that I knew the answers to. And I didn't falter, I didn't become any weaker. I just kept looking them in the eye until they looked me in the eye. And I see that problem less and less now as I continue to grow relationships with other people. But yeah, for me, I think that would be the biggest challenge, or one of them.
Biggest challenge for me is, as Sally had said, is not just in our respective industries, but just as women as a whole, is definitely not being taken seriously, but also the respect that we get is not always the same as far as men get. And what I mean by that is how we're approached. If we are like conversing with men, if a guy speaks with a guy, it's usually very professional, but in some cases where if it's a guy speaking to a girl, they feel like it's okay to kind of talk to them in a inappropriate way, like hitting on them or something. So it's kind of, for me, I feel it's unfair that just because we're women and sometimes we come off as very approachable, mm-hmm. we come off as helpful, that sometimes it's taken incorrectly as if we're trying to be too nice, or we're it comes off as us being flirtatious in a sense.
I'm lucky in that aspect, is that I haven't really faced a challenge. Also, I think because I'm headstrong, I stand up for myself, so it's not really an issue for me. But I know a lot of other people in different industries, different areas, do go through that on the daily.
I think one of the biggest promising changes that I see is now girls are becoming more confident. They're not letting anything get in their way as far as whatever they're wanting to achieve. We're voicing out with all the things that's happening now, hashtag Me Too. That's kind of cool that especially being a mom of two girls, I'm excited to see that the playing field is getting even more like leveled out as far as what they're able to achieve. And I always want to make sure that when my girls grow up, they're not afraid to chase their dreams. They're not afraid of, you know, like seeing that, oh, I can't do this because I'm a girl. Like, that's no longer an excuse, you know? And I'm excited to see that because I just want them to be able to achieve whatever they want to do, especially not just my children, but anyone's children, you know? I'm excited to see that there's no longer a boundary for them to become whoever they want to be.
Seeing the classes that were mostly female in all aspects is encouraging, is promising. It might not be me, but it might be my ex-group partner, who is now like manager of 5-6 people, and just seeing that is inspiring in its own way. And family members, friends, neighbors who see that, it's like, oh, she has her own team, like she's a group leader. It's like, oh, well, I can do that too. If there's a girl 6-7 years old and knows her, it's like, oh, it's easy. But beforehand, you might not have seen that. They go, oh, I can't do that. It's not for me.
Yeah, the positive changes that I see going forward is that it seems like more and more industries are open to this idea, whether it's, you know, young kids with the STEM industry, you know, toys, having those science, technical, mathematical toys that are catered to girls. Whether it's Google coming up with classes for younger kids to learn how to code. And I'm seeing more and more women in this industry, more and more women that I talk to, not just in SEO, but on the technical side of things, not just web design and all that, but all over. I'm talking to more and more women. And so I'm actually seeing that change, which is incredibly encouraging. It's one thing to talk about a topic, but when you do see that change happening, I think it's very important to recognize it, because it's not just about having a complaint, it's about moving forward and making that change and seeing that change. So that wraps it up for this episode of The Hum. We'd love to hear your comments, whether you're a man or a woman. We'd love to hear, you know, what you thought, or if you have additional comments or experiences, share them in the comments below.